新回到这篇非常伟大的诗篇。
Today we are coming back to this great songs in the book.
加尔文曾经说过一句话。
Once Calvin told us.
他说宇宙是上帝的剧场。
He said the universe is the theater for God.
就是上帝的荣耀是透过这个宇宙这个空间表达出来。
That is to say that the greatness of God is expressed through this universe.
Kevin, 有没有那个话筒？没有那种。
不感谢，我用这块。
这边好了，好歹有可以看，再到这边。就怕后面坐后面的人，那么如果你们可以到前面来
can you hear me?
就是到图书馆里面的人，不，里面没有问题，只要图书馆里面的人请你们到里面好了，因为这个没有话筒你们是听不见的。好所以这个空间是上帝荣耀的彰显。
So the space and universe is a manifestation of His glory.
那么时间是神的作为，透过时间展现出来。
And His work is expressed through the time too.
所以我们在这个诗篇里边，我们讲到的这个宇宙是来彰显上帝的荣耀和作为。
So the psalm tells us that universe is meant to express the glory of God.
透过时间，透过空间，透过时间。
Through space and time.
我们中国人讲了宇宙。
So Chinese we say the universe.
这个宇宙这两个字呢，就是宇，就是指空间。
So in Chinese it expresses in two words. The word 宇 means the space.
这是指上下四方的意思。
Means the up and down and the four corner of the world.
就是所有的，包括所有的空间。
It is to say including the whole space.
而这个宙呢，就是一个时间。
And the second word 宙means time.
意思是指古往今来。
Means the history throughout the time throughout the history.
什么叫宇宙？
So what is universe 宇宙？
就是指时间和空间，空间和时间的总和。
Meaning the totality of the time and space.
所以我们这个中文比英文好多了吧。
So our Chinese is definitely better than the English translation.
所以在这个英文里面，所以很多人不了解为什么叫做 university。就是大学为什么叫 university?
So many people don't understand why the college is sometimes called university.
但是呢，这个作为它是跟这个 universe 有关系，它是跟宇宙有关系。
The term university is related to universe.
你们知道哈佛的早期的标志是有三本书。
So you know that
是三本书。
So Harvard, their school symbol used to have the three books on it.
有一本是表达这个自然科学的。
So one book is for the natural science.
有一本是表达上帝的启示。
The other one represent the revelation of God.
两本是打开的。
Those two books were open.
我说了，这个神给我们两本书，一本是宇宙，一本是圣经。
So I have told you that God has revealed to us in two books. One is the universe, and the other one is the Bible.
另一本是合拢的。
And the third book is closed.
那个合拢的就是指不可言喻的奥秘。
So the third one is that undescribable mystery.
所以在大学里面，除了要念那些一般的关于宇宙的研究。
So in university, you are supposed to study the natural science, the universe.
还要学习圣经上帝的启示。
And also to study the revelation through the Bible.
还要去了解那个不可没有打开的那本书。
And to explore the unopened, mysterious book.
怎么能够了解那个没有打开的呢？
How can we study the book that is unopened?
以后我有机会再讲。
Well, maybe tell you later.
那我们 我们讲到上帝透过空间和时间来表达他的荣耀。
So I said that God has revealed this, expressed himself through the time and space.
但是我们啊，我们透过这种啊，对空间的观察。
So through the observation of the space,
透过对时间的默想
through the meditation of the time,
我们就会学习去敬畏上帝
we learn to reveal to God,
但是在所有的形式里面
but in all the things he has done,
对所有的形式我们
all the forms,
表达形式里面
all the ways we can express,
音乐是唯一能够表达空间和时间的艺术。
Music is the only art that can express in space and time.
我们在西方人的美学里边，一般叫音乐是时间的艺术。
So, in Western culture, they said the music is the art of
time. 但是实际这种说法是不精确的。
But this is not accurate.
因为他们只是跟绘画相比。
Because they contrast the music against the painting.
这是画主要是建筑雕刻和绘画主要是占空间。
Paintings, sculptures, they are mainly an art of space. They take up space.
但是音乐呢是必须要用时间。
But music is tightly tied to the time.
那就是说我们可以一分钟看十幅画。
We can look at a tame painting at maybe in 1 minute.
但是呢，你没有办法听一首歌。
But you cannot go through the music like that.
所以音乐是必须要用时间来实践的。
So we need to consume the music in time.
但是他们忘记掉了一个事情。
But they have forgotten one thing.
但其实是定义这个人忘记掉了。
Actually, it's the one who defined what we said earlier, he forgot.
音乐怎么产生是透过空间产生的。
Actually, music is created through time.
我们所谓的这个音响是透过空气这个震动带来的。
The so-called music is through the vibration of the air.
所以如我们之所以这个出来的声音听到不一样是因为这个空间的关系。
The reason we hear different sound is that is influenced by the space we situated in.
如果你有机会到卡耐基音乐厅
，So if you went to the music hall,
Carnegie, 对，那么在你在那个舞台上摇动一张纸
，So if you're waving a sheet of paper on the stage,
能够把四楼那个人吓死
，You can wake up the or scare the people on the fourth floor.
因为如果都没人的时候，你再摇动一个纸箱，声音响得不得了。
So because it will make a loud voice in such an empty hall.
这些是透过这个空间表达出来。
Because the sound expresses itself through the space.
其实音乐是把时间和空间是用到极处。
So music has pushed the limit of the both space and time.
那你们知道，所以音乐厅的设计是很难的。
So it is very difficult to design a music hall.
盖一个房子给你住比较简单。
A living space for you is easy to build.
让你一个能够听的就非常难。
But a place for you to listen to the music is difficult to build.
这个声音是建筑里面最头疼的一个事情。
The sound is one thing that is most challenging of building a place.
要不然的美国房子为什么隔音这么差呢？
That is why we said the sound isolation of the American building is really poor.
所以你们知道那些最顶尖的艺术家。
So the top artist.
他们知道在这个空间里应该音乐用什么速度
？So they know what kind of tempo of music should be in a particular space.
在上个世纪有一位音乐奇才。
Last century there was a music genius.
讲音乐就没完了啊。
I cannot stop talking about music.
那这个人呢，叫是罗马尼亚的，学哲学出身的，叫做 Bilichdak。那这个很怪的一个名字。
Philosopher turned musician.
那然后呢？他的音乐慢的不得了。
His music is actually very slow.
别人60分钟演完了，他都是要90分钟才能演得完。
His music lasts 90 minutes, even though other people may complete in 60 minutes.
所以呢，听他的音乐，连我好多朋友，这个音乐家朋友说，实在是受不了。
Even some of my musician friends couldn't handle it, couldn't tolerate that.
而且呢，明明有一些这几家还没有写那么长，他还要加上一些延长号什么之类的，反正总之速度很自由。
So he said his music sometimes add extra long-lasting phrases in it.
人家问他为什么你的音乐这么慢
？So people ask him why is your music so slow?
他很傲慢，他不把那个奥秘告诉他们。他说什么？他说你们的耳朵太差了，我没有这么慢，你们听得清楚吗
？He was pretty arrogant, saying that if it's not that slow, can you really understand or listen? Can you really hear my music?
所以这个人很傲慢，所以平常都不好好跟人讲话。
So he's a very arrogant person and wouldn't talk to ordinary people normally.
有一次。他的儿子把他的秘密给泄露了。
So once his son revealed the secret.
他说这个音乐厅。
So he said this music hall.
他这个传播的这个声音的速度。
So that's the speed of the sound of transmitting.
他说我为什么要用他爸爸为什么要用这个速度呢
？He said why is my father using such a slow speed?
因为他使用这个速度的时候，那个音乐才能够在人的这个。跟人的这个脉动，就心脏跳动的节奏，那是最合拍的。
Because only through that particular speed, it matches out the rhythm of our heart.
然后那个大脑对那个音乐的信息的接收，那个速度是一浪又一浪，一浪又一浪，你才能够听得非常清楚。
So it can hear it clearly in your mind.
如果那个把那个速度提高一半，然后狂轰滥炸，你什么都没有听见。
So if you speed up twice as fast, you can hear only chaotic sound.
但是问题这个问题在这儿了。
But that this is the problem.
就是说观众喜欢听，你能够卖出票就好了。他们听不听得清楚，关你什么事情？
It's important to for the audience like to buy the ticket, whether they understand or not, which is probably secondary.
也就是说，他们消费，他们就要想要 enjoy。
So for the consumer, they just want to enjoy the time.
你这个音乐所谓的这个所谓的好，他们根本不喜欢。
They don't really care about whether artistically something is good or not.
那他又开始骂人了。
So this musician start to rebuking people again.
他说：“你们这些人简直是在谋杀音乐。”
So he said, "You are murdering the music."
他说：“音乐有什么重要呢？”
He said, "Why is the music important?"
音乐是和上帝之间的一种联系。
He said, "The music is connection for us to God, for us to God."
你们不要以为我真的在讲音乐。
Don't think I'm just talking about music.
是上帝和人之间的一个通道。
Music is a channel from between man and God.
他说，透过这个声音。
He said, "Through this sound of music."
透过这种空间对声音的反应
，through the reflection of a reflective sound of the in the space，
音乐里面所要表达出来的那种美妙
，so the beauty is supposed to express through the music，
然后在这个上帝透过这个在这个音乐里面与人相会
，and then God meet up with people in that music，
所以当然了，他有点偏离这个基督教正统的信仰。
Of course, he is kind of away from the orthodox or Christian belief.
但是我认为他的思想非常非常精确的把握到了透过时间和空间来瞻仰上帝的这个本质。
But he accurately capture the nature or characteristics of music that is to say that. The space and time is a way to express God.
讲一个我个人的插曲。
Tell you a side story about myself.
我一直对自己不能拉大提琴，一直耿耿于怀。
I have been really sad, upset, or about myself that I couldn't play
cello.
Cello, I couldn't play cello.
所以无论是高兴的时候呢，不拉不出，没办法拉；悲伤的时候呢，也没办法拉。
I couldn't play the whether I'm sad or happy.
但是我发现不会演比跟那个音乐家有更美妙更超越的地方不会演就是我不会演奏对、
I
can't play the cello
I cannot play the cello
但是比这个 cellist 就是 cellist 就比这个大提琴家有更超越的地方
啊、I'm even better than the cellist even though I cannot play cello
我说的不仅仅是我你们也都可以
actually I'm not just talking myself you can do that too
这个奥秘是什么呢
what is the secret
就是可以透过音乐你会达到出神
that is through music you can become
这个很难翻译我也不晓得对
it's
就是指你那种啊、完全忘我的出神就是
yeah I forgot the term、
嗯、
into ecstasy
这个在东方文化和在基督教的灵修学里面都是很美妙的一个经验
that is a beautiful experience whether it's an eastern or western way of meditation.
我为什么说比那些演奏家有更加厉害的地方？
Why do I say that is even better than those practitioners?
你能出神，他不能出神。
Because you can go into that timeless experience, but he cannot.
如果他出神了，他就要离开舞台了。
Because if he is into the ecstasy, then he has to leave the stage.
Yeah, 有这些还有很多的内容。
There's many things I can talk about.
我要告诉你的就是人对空间和时间的思想。
What I'm trying to tell you the concept of time and space to people.
人透过这种对音乐的感受。
And the feeling people have through the music.
你能够去了解上帝的荣耀。
You can see and feel the glory of God.
在那里你可以看见上帝，你可以感受到上帝。
You can see and feel the God, the existence of God.
这就是我为什么爱音乐。
That is why I love music.
那我无缘无故又不会演，为什么要花这么多钱去研究音乐？
I don't know how to play. Why do I spend so much time and money to music?
所以黑格尔说是音乐是所有技术里艺术里面最高超的形式。
So Hegel is saying that is music is the highest form of all arts.
对，但是我讲这么多就是要大家再留意到大卫正是一个音乐家。
After saying so much, I'm just trying to point out David is a musician.
他的这些诗都伴有音乐。
So all his psalms actually is accompanied by music.
我希望在这里我们可以留意到做基督徒，我们要去热爱上帝的创造，热爱这些艺术。
So as Christians, I want to remind you that we need to love the creation of God and the music through God.
但是好像这些人离我们很遥远。
It may be kind of distant from you.
中国人好像中国人所说的好像阳春白雪都是这个中产阶级以上的。
For Chinese, maybe people think this is for middle class.
中产阶级还不仅仅指收入。
So the middle class means not only the household income.
而是一种什么叫做情调。
But a way of living.
所以呢，我们好像很多人觉得，我现实的生活哪里有这么多什么之类？我们更多关心的是土豆的问题。
Many people think that we don't really have time other than thinking about food.
Yeah, 我讲那个土豆有一个典故。
Actually, the tomatoes, not tomatoes, potatoes. the potato has a different, has a different story.
因为呢，有一个人跟一个人绝交，就写了一封信，说我们两个不能再来往了。为什么呢？因为你是阳春白雪，我是土豆。
So someone wrote a Dear John letter to the other person, and he said that we cannot go on any continue our relationship anymore because you are the middle class person, and I'm just potato.
但是我现在要告诉你，土豆很了不起啊。
But I want to tell you, potato is a great thing.
如果你认为那些是很遥远，我现在告诉你，连这些最普通的大地也同样是妙不可言。
If you think the music is great, I can tell you, even the earth is a wonderful thing.
我们基督徒要学习的是这种观察万物、享受万物的智慧。
So Christian needs to learn the wisdom of enjoy and exploring the universe.
主耶稣的讲道里面，他对那些大地的那些植物的发现。
So in Jesus preaching the observation of the earth in his speech,
撒种的比喻
like sowing the seed,
打鱼的比喻
like the fisher of the man.
然后呢，关于那些百合花。
Like lily, in the
valley. 关于这个鸟。
Like birds in the sky.
他在讲道里面，他这些常常非常容易的引进来这些比喻，是因为他的精心的观察。
So it's his observation. He can use them in his parables.
他的
他。Illustration.
他讲到好树结好果子。
He said the good fruit come out of good tree.
他讲到这个草的样子。
He talked about the grass.
所以我们会注意到主耶稣对这个万物他的这种他是非常留意的。
So we can see that Jesus himself is very careful about the universe around him.
我们从宏观的宇宙。
So through the cosmology,
现实大地
to the real life on earth,
我们都能够看见上帝的作为。
We can all see God's work in it.
所以英国有一个诗人写了一句话，他说
，So English poet once wrote.
他说什么是神迹？
So he said, "What is miracle?
哪里有神迹
？Where is miracle?"
他说，只需要你有眼光。
The only thing you need is the insight.
你为什么看不到这些 miracle?
Why couldn't you see the miracle?
因为你近视。
Because you are nearsighted.
因为你甚至是瞎眼的。
Because you can even say you are blind.
当你有那样的眼睛，你才能够看出它的奇妙。
When you have the insight, you can see the beauty or the wonders of the world.
所以这个对于的这种万物的观察
，So the observation of this world，
你会看到上帝的智慧。
Through the observation, you can see the wisdom of God.
但是今天很多的基督徒从事科学工作的人。
But many Christians are in the scientific field.
我要说的是，很少人常常把用上帝这样创造的智慧应用到他的学术里面。
I have to say, not many use the wisdom of the God's creation in their study.
没有从上帝的创造的这个道的这个角度来看他的专业。
So he did not really see the way or logos, the word of God to examine the word.Of his work.
所以从事科学的基督徒有千千万万。
So there are many people, many scientists.
但是真正能够用神学来解释他的所研究的那些实验的结果的人凤毛麟角。
A few can interpret the scientific result in theology.
所以我们看到我们需要有一个眼光。
So we need to have the insight.
所以基督徒不仅对这种宏观的宇宙
，So we not only can observe the immense universe，
我们也对我们的这些的我们日常生活里面所碰见的这些一草一木
，But we also need to look at the things ordinary things we encounter in life。
在主耶稣用鸟的比喻
，For example, Jesus used the birds as an example.
你们知道这个使徒约翰是一个很爱鸟的人。
You know, disciple John is the one who loved birds.
对，他是一个养鸟出名。
He is famous for raising birds.
但是我相信呢，后来他到孤岛上呢，大概也只有鸟作伴了。
I think probably he has only birds to accompany him when he was exiled in an island.
在刚去世两三年的，也是非常出名的一个牧师，也叫 John， 他不过叫 John Stott.
So a few years back, there's a famous pastor named John Stott who passed away.
英语世界福音派的最出名领袖。
He's one of the famous leaders in evangelical Christians.
在美国就是 Billy Graham， 在英国就是他。
So in American, you probably say it's Billy Graham, but in England, that has to be John Stott.
他的最热爱的业余最热爱的爱好就是拍鸟。
His hobby is to taking photos of birds.
我后来发现他写了一本专门关于鸟的书。
And I found actually he wrote a book dedicated to the birds.
从很多圣经的观点，从灵修默想的角度来写关于鸟。
So he wrote about birds through the Bible and through the devotion.
今天有很多基督徒养宠物。
So today we have many people have pets.
我们希望，我希望我们能够从这些动物的身上能够看出神的智慧来。
So we hope that you can see the wisdom of God through those animals.
但是大卫在这首诗里面主要集中在时间和空间上。
But David has a focus on time and space in this song.
在第四节的下半节。
So on verse 4,
他就引出了这个太阳。
So he talked about the sun at the second half of the verse.
他为什么突然引出这个太阳呢？
Why does he suddenly point out a point into sun?
从某种角度来讲，可能大卫他不知道这个某些太阳对于我们今天来讲已经知道了知识。
Of course, he may not know all the knowledge we have about sun today.
太阳它既是在太空中的一个星球。
So sun as a star in the sky.
那么，但是它同时也是我们今天时间地球的时间观念里面呢至关重要的。
But it is also an important unit for time on Earth.
但是太阳确实是一个认真思考宇宙万物的人，他不可能去回避太阳。
So a person who think carefully or seriously about the universe cannot ignore the existence of sun.
在中东，就是在巴勒斯坦。
In Palestine.
在这个埃及。
In Egypt.
那在世界很多的地方都有拜太阳神的传统。
In many cultures, there are traditions of sun worshiping.
最有名的太阳神应该属于亚波罗。
So the most famous sun god probably is Apollo.
就是罗马的保护神。
That is the guardian god of Rome.
我非常喜欢的希望的一个喜欢的英文名字就是阿波罗。
One of the English name I like a lot that is Apollo.
当我自己准备给自己叫名字叫阿波罗的时候，就去查这个叫什么名，这个名字什么意思。
So when I was about to name myself Apollo, I went to study what it means to be to
the moon of Apollo.
And then I found out it's really talking about son of God, God of sun. Then I discarded.
所以你会看到呢，这个太阳为什么会这么突出？
So why is a sun is so prominent?
因为它对人类而言，它可能是对我们的生活可能仅次于地球。
Because it's the importance of it is probably second to the Earth itself.
甚至是跟地球可能还更重要。
Maybe we can say it's more important than Earth.
很多人这个研究说，太阳离地球远一点呢，我们全部变冰块。
So people study saying that if sun is slightly further away, we'll all be frozen to death.
如果这个近一稍微近一点呢，我们全部被烤焦。
If the sun is slightly closer, we will be all become barbecue.
他说这个距离是刚刚好给我们的可以生存。
So this is the right distance for us to live on Earth.
但是呢，我们知道不仅仅这么简单。
Not only as simple as this.
现代科学告诉我们，万物生长都是因为太阳。
All things can grow is out of the because of the sun.
那所以这个很多人他们早期的这个农业，他们发现这个太阳对农作物的重要性。
So in the early culture, they noticed that the importance of the sun to the agriculture.
所以他们就认为太阳是神。
So they consider, so that's why they think sun must be a god.
但是后来这个太阳又成为光明的象征。
And later on, the sun become the symbol of light.
你们知道。在中国啊，我们这个几十年了，那叫什么？叫红太阳。
In the last century, we have called someone red
毛 is sun.
Red sun.
那所以呢？所以什么是红太阳啊？东方出了个太阳，什么意思啊？就大救星。
So the red sun would means the great saviors from the east.
那所以我们把这种称谓叫太阳。
So we call someone as savior, like a red sun.
而在中国，一个死得很早的一个天才。
So this is a genius who died early.
他的名字叫孩子，我也就孩子。
His name is 孩子。
Son of sea.
就是 son of
大海的儿子。
Son of sea.
那么在 在这个他的诗歌里面，他写了很多诗歌。
He wrote many poems.
他十五岁就进北大法学院。
He went to the law school at the age of 15, in Peking University.
那他但是呢，他不务正业，天天写诗。
But he does not study, but rather than he wrote a lot of poems.
二十几岁就死掉了。
He died in the age of 20.
他写的很多很多诗。
He wrote many poems.
但是他所有的诗里边最顶峰的最重要的一个概念就是太阳。
But the most the highest symbol that in his poem is sun.
这个在中国很有意思。
This is very interesting in China in the context of China.
为什么我们已经升起的红太阳，你还在写一个太阳呢
？Why since we already have a sun, why are you still talking about the sun？
你的意思是歌颂这个太阳吗
？Are you praising the existing sun？
他的诗完全不是。
No, not in his poem.
但是他的诗为什么有了太阳还要寻求另外一个太阳？
So why does he seek another sun in his poem?
就是要光明。
That is seeking the light.
他需要的是那种光明。
What he need is the light.
所以这个太阳的出现
，So the appearance of sun，
它充满这种象征的意义。
It carries a great symbol.
只有在基督教的信仰里面
，so only in Christian faith，
太阳才有它真正的恰当的地位。
Sun has its proper positions in our faith.
所以大卫说，神为太阳安设帐幕。
So David said the God has pitched a tent for the sun.
那在古代太阳被崇拜。
So in the ancient days, sun was worshipped.
在现代文化里面，太阳仍然是作为一种光明、盼望这个最高的这样的一个象征。
And in modern time, the sun is still representing the highest light in life.
但是只有在上帝创造了这个智慧下，太阳才找到它应有的位置。
But only in sun only finds its rightful place when you consider it is part of creation of God.
如果你喜欢读了解古代的一些经典，就会知道基督教的圣经有多么的伟大。
So if you study the ancient literatures, then you will really understand, appreciate the greatness of Bible.
他知道太阳应该在什么位置。
He knows where the sun should be placed.
神为他安设帐幕。
Sun, God has pitched a tent for the sun.
在创世纪的第一章里面，上帝第四天创造了太阳。
So in Genesis, God has created the sun fourth day.
所以很多人认为呢，这个是不符合科学的。
Many people think this is unscientific.
因为第三天已经蔬菜和水果都已经成长了。
Because the third day, you see there are vegetables.
为什么第四天才有太阳呢
？How can a sun come out at the fourth day?
其实这个不难解释。
Which is not difficult to explain.
我不想用很多时间去解释这个。
I don't want to spend too much time here.
我就想告诉你一件事情。
But I want to tell you one thing.
在摩西写作这个背景里面。
So in the background of Moses writing.
当时的迦南人他们的崇拜的最经常崇拜的神就是太阳神。
So in the context of Moses, the one of the a god that Canaan people worship is sun god.
他们认为叫万物生长的就是太阳。
They think that it is this sun god that give the earth life.
但摩西告诉他们叫万物生长的是上帝。
But Moses said it's God that gives life.
所以呢，所以在第三天万物已经生长。
So in the third day,you can see different vegetables.
第四天太阳才出现。
And only the fourth day the sun comes out.
这里面其实从圣经解释来讲，还有两个很重要的。
So there you can it's through the interpretation of Bible. There's two important things.
一个呢，就第一天神已经创造光。
So it's actually the first day there is already light.
那里面是不是已经包含太阳呢
？Whether it's a sun already there.
这就不是一两个人，是有一整个学派这么认为。
So there's a whole school of people think that's the case.
那第二个就是第三天到第四天有多久呢
so the other things to consider is the gap the time span between the third day and fourth day.
那如果只是二十四小时，那就根本没什么关系。
If we're talking about only about 24 hours, then it doesn't really matter.
那但是它的假设是很长。
But if it's a long day theory,
但我们也不知道到底多长。
Of course, we don't know how long that is.
因为我们所根据的所谓的一天的概念是根据太阳啊，地球绕着太阳转而来的。
Because the day we accustomed to the concept of day is based on the sun.
但是呢，这个第四天才有太阳。
But then we see the sun comes out on in the fourth.
你们知道为什么有人认为第一天已经有太阳？
Why do you think people think there's a the first day there is already sun?
如果没有太阳，哪里有晚上和早晨？
If there's no sun, how can it says in the morning and in the evening?
对这个问题，如果你还有兴趣，你有兴趣呢，我们你可以继续看书或者找我讨论。
If you are still interested in this, you can read yourself or come to discuss with me.
但我们看到是在上帝的律法，在圣经里面。太阳神给了他一个位置。
But important things to know is that in the law of God that God has put the sun in the proper place.
然后大卫就想象太阳好像住在某个地方。
So David imagined that sun must live in somewhere.
为什么这个早上啊？我们所说的早上是因为什么？因为是太阳起床了。
When we say morning, we are talking about sun rising from the east.
所以呢？我们也都要起床。
So that's why we come, we arise at the same time.
所以大卫说什么？说这个太阳如同什么？新郎出洞房。
So,
早上新郎出洞房。
So it's so that's why David said the sun comes out like a groom coming out.
当然绝对不是跟月亮约会啊。
Certainly he is not dating the moon.
那么太阳呢？这大卫看他早上升起来的时候，就好像新郎出现一样。
So in David's eyes, the sun coming out in the morning is like a bridegroom coming forth.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
是带来非常温暖的、喜悦的对人的一种有非常大的感染力。
So it bring up the great warmth and joy and great influence to people.
我要问你们，你们好好的准备看过日出吗？
I want to ask you, have you ever really prepared yourself to watch the sunrise?
如果没有，那 Santa Barbara 是个不错的看日出不错的地方。
So I want to say that Santa Barbara, if you have not, I want to remind you, Santa Barbara is a pretty good place to watch sunrise.
我看过好几次日出。
I have seen quite a few sunrise.
其中有一次很难忘的经历就是在 Santa Barbara.
One of the experience I have is in Santa Barbara.
我介绍你们去那个地方也不错，就是那个Four Seasons Hotel 前面那个海滩，就是那个 Montecito 那边。
One place I would like to recommend you is the beach in front of the Four Seasons Hotel.
所以你看到那个太阳上来的时候
，So when you see the sunrise，
那你会，我不晓得每一个人感受可能不一样。
Maybe people feel differently.
我在不同的地方，在山上。在高山上，在海边看日出都有很不同的经验。
Because I have different experience watching the sunrise, whether in the mountain or on the shore.
但是有一个感受是相同的。
But there's a one thing that is common.
就是你看到它这种一轮红中中红月那升上来的时候。
So when you see this round red sun comes up.
到了某一刻，突然霞光万丈。
So at some specific morning, suddenly the radiance is
整个人的内心是感到一种赞叹，那种温暖，那种难以言喻的。
So you have the indescribable the warmth of when you see the radiance of the sun.
我也看过好多次落日。
And I have seen many sunset too.
落日就比较失落。
Sunset is a little bit
因为它落了
depressing. Because it's submerging into the sea.
所以这个看这个日出比较兴奋。
So the sunrise gives you the excitement.
所以大卫说他像新郎出洞房，充满这种喜悦的。
So David described that it's like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion.
给人一种很大的热情和鼓舞。
Give us a great encouragement.
所以连心理医生都告诉你，你要忧郁症要多晒太阳。
So even the psychiatrist will tell you if you have depression, just go have a little more sun.
不过呢，我要说心病终究要心药医。
But I have to say that if you are ill, if the illness is in your heart, you have to.
上帝的道才是根本的医治。
You have to cure with the the right medicine, and the word of God is the right medicine.
不然的话呢，加州就应该没有忧郁症了，因为天天太阳这么大。
Otherwise, with the California shouldn't have any depressed person.
而大卫又讲到他呢，欢然像勇士奔路。
Then Paul continued to say that he's coming forth, running from his pavilion.
意思是他这个时间很快。
It means that the time goes by fast.
勇往无前，勇往直前，没有什么挡得住的。
He run his course not without any things that blocking.
一天呢，每天这样很快的一个来去来去的这个跑。
So the days are cycled through just like running the course.
这个叫什么？叫光阴如箭。
So it's like we say time flies.
然后呢，他从天这边到那边。
So from one side of the sky to the other side of the sky.
没有衣物隐藏。
There's nothing can be hidden.
就是在太阳底下，所以我们现在人说的好叫什么？叫曝光。
So there's under the sun, we say we're exposed.
万物都得到它的热气。
All receive the heat from the sun.
就是一直太阳给万物带来的它的这个温暖。
So that is to say, sun has brought forth the warmth to the universe.
所以这个太阳，我们对这种万物的观察，那种景色或者是那美妙，都是因为太阳的光线产生的。
So all the things we can observe is because of the sun shined on the object.
我不晓得你们有没有在那个月亮在这个月亮下面走路走那个山路的经历。
I don't know whether you have the experience walking under the moon in the mountain.
我就常常以前常常有这个经历。
I had experience like that in the past.
读小学就开始一个人。
So like in elementary school, I have been alone.
还要穿过那些坟地。
I have to go walk through those cemeteries.
你知道我们村子里人很坏，编出各种鬼怪的故事吓我。
And our village people, they are terrible. They make up all the ghost stories.
后来做了基督徒了。
Later I became a Christian.
我常常要参加呢，一年要几次参加一个聚会啊？你们知道吗？那个地方没有马路，要走路要四个小时。
A couple times a year I have to go to a conference and there's no paved road.
四个小时。
And the walking distance is the 4 hours of walking.
对，但是每年几次。
So there's a couple times a year.
这很高兴的去。
So I have to, I go joyfully.
但是为什么要赶到早上的聚会？所以要很早，就连夜走到那个地方。
But because I want to join the morning session, so we have to walk overnight.
不过那是几个人一起的。
But of course we walk with a few people.
但是我告诉你
，But let me tell you,
那个在月光下走路，那简直是太可怕了。
Walking under the moon is really scary.
你知道为什么？因为本来这个白天看起来都不可怕的，这个晚上这个月亮。朦朦胧胧一照，搞得就像个怪物。
So in under the sun everything looks fine, but under the moon everything looks
那个再加上这个风一吹呢，哇，整个人的毛骨悚然。
Once you combine it with the wind, it really chills you.
但是太阳的光线带来是不一样。
But the light from the sun is totally different.
你们知道很多人很害怕，结果睡觉很害怕，他们都要干什么？开灯。
So you know some people want to have the lights on when they go to sleep.
太阳的光线。
So the light of the sun
给了我们很重要的这个什么？这个视线。
It give us the viewpoint.
所以我想起路易斯的一句名言。
So I remember the quote from C.S. Lewis.
他说：“信仰不是。”让我们看见太阳。
So he said the faith is not for us to see the sun.
这好像太阳就像上帝本身。
As if sun is the God.
而是我们透过太阳去看清万物。
But through sun we can see the creation of God.
所以我们信仰上帝不是看见上帝。
So when we see, when we have faith in God, it's not that we have faith in God.
但我们有了上帝的信仰，我们才能够看得清万物。
But through the faith of God, we can truly understand or know the creation of the universe.
所以这个太阳出来没有衣物被隐藏。
So everything is exposed under the sun.
万物得到他的照顾。
So all things are cared by the sun.
所以在大卫在这里特别指出这个太阳。
So David has pointed out, so raise up the sun.
其实他这个在这个上下是有一个联系的作用。
So sun plays a connecting role here.
一方面是对上帝创造的奇妙就集中在太阳上面。
So he had put the wonder of the God's creation on focusing on the sun.
对时空的沉思聚焦在太阳上。
So has focused on the sun when he considers the time and space.
而从第七节开始，他指出有比这个创造更美妙的。
But starting from verse 7, he pointed out something that is greater than the creation.
那就是上帝的律法。
That is the law of God.
而 Lewis 在分析这篇这个诗篇的时候，他说这里的太阳的就是一个隐喻，指的就是上帝的律法。
So when C.S. Lewis interpreted this psalm, he said the sun here is really a metaphor for the law of God.
所以在这里的大卫可能他在无意之间他已经做了一个联系。
So maybe unconsciously David made that connection.
这个我会下次解释。
So I will explain this next time.
我们要停在这个地方来思想。
So we need to stop here and ponder.
啊，我们知道上帝创造太阳的奇妙。
We need to think about the wonders of a wonderful creation of this creation of the sun.
它和地球的距离。
The distance between sun and earth.
它为我们分开昼夜。
And the way he demarked the day and night.
但我们还想起主耶稣的教导是什么？
Then we think about the teaching of Jesus.
神使太阳照好人也照坏人。
Jesus told us the sun gives light to good person and bad person.
所以当我们想起太阳的时候，我们就想起上帝的恩典宽广。
So when we look at the sun, reminds us the impartiality of God's grace.
第二
，secondly，
我们要去学习欣赏。保护上帝的创造。
So we need to learn to protect the creation of God's creation.
我们甚至要去享受上帝所给我们的这些。
We need to even enjoy the creation of God.
但是我们不要被被造之物迷惑。
But let us not to be misled by the creation of the world.
因为呢，让我们忘了永恒的生命。
And forgot and forget about the and forgot about the eternal life.
这个被造的世界就是这个万物不是邪恶的。
The universe is not evil in itself.
但如果你爱这些万物胜过上帝，这就是犯罪。
But it is a sin to love the universe more than God.
而如果你把上帝变成像被造之物一样，之物一样，这更是一种大恶。
But it is a greater sin if you treat God like a created thing.
所以我们去思考万物。
So when we think about the created,
放到恰当的位置。
And place them in a proper place.
我们懂得去思考永恒。
And we know how to expect an eternal life.
透过这个太阳的沉思。
Through the meditation, reflection on the sun.
告诉我们时间的飞速。
Realize the time flies.
让我们要警醒度日。
So we can be alert and live our life.
每一个人要预备审判，
so,
并面对上帝的审判。
We need to prepare for the judgment to come.
因为这个太阳的被造是为了要定节令做记号。
Because the sun is created to mark the time and season.
做什么记号
？What kind of mark？
就是耶稣再来的记号。
That is a time for Jesus.To come, the second coming.
我没有时间去引用解释这些经文。
I cannot go into more details.
而是让我们知道每份看见月亮、太阳，让我们知道要想起圣经里面的预言。
So every time when we look at the sun, we hope that it reminds about the prophecy in the Bible.
就是耶稣基督降临的日子。
That is the second coming of Christ.
没有人能够。逃避他的审判。
There's no one can escape his judgment.
但这些只有透过上帝的律法，我们才能够知道。
And only through the law of God we can understand all this.
愿主能够赐福给我们。
May God bless you.
让我们能够欣赏这个世界。
So we can admire the creation of God.
享受这个世界。
And enjoy the creation of God.
但我们能够懂得 把这个世界安放在什么位置
？But to put the creation of God in a proper place.
使我们学习来敬畏上帝。
So that we can have, we can reveal God.